This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As we try to get back to some sort of normal in this pandemic era, Canada is lifting its prohibition on Americans crossing the border just to visit. But the U.S. is keeping similar restrictions in place for Canadians. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hoping the FDA will give full approval to the coronavirus vaccines by month's end. He says the vaccines are safe, but he knows some Americans are reluctant to get a shot because the FDA approval is for emergency use.
Do you want to persuade them? That's good. And I believe that some people on their own, once it gets approved as a full approval, will go ahead and get vaccinated. But for those who do not want, I believe mandates at the local level need to be done.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's top aide has resigned following a report that found the governor sexually harassed 11 women. Melissa DeRosa says in a statement, "The last 2 years have been emotionally and mentally trying." This leaves the governor without his top aide as he faces the prospect of impeachment. Here's our Mike Hempen.
About two-thirds of state assembly members have already said they favor an impeachment trial if Cuomo refuses to resign. Nearly all 63 members of the state Senate have called for him to step down or be removed. But Cuomo's lawyers have attacked the credibility and motives of his accusers and have promised what will likely be a drawn-out fight to stay in office.
The AP's Mike Hempen. The UN calls it Code Red for Humanity. A new UN report finds that Earth's climate is getting so hot that in about a decade, temperatures will probably pass a level of warming that leaders around the world are trying to prevent. Japan's prime minister is thanking everybody for helping the country safely hold the Olympics despite the pandemic. Tokyo's new daily cases have more than doubled during the Olympics. This is AP News. Jane Withers has died. You may remember her as a child actor or as Josephine the Plumber. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Hey, that's my dog.
Well, I just found her here.
You can't have her.
Jane Withers first gained the nation's attention as the spunky girl who would vex fellow child star Shirley Temple on the big screen. Despite being a meanie to America's sweetheart at the time, Withers went on to establish an audience of her own and then forged a solid career starring in B-movies.
New Super Comet with chlorine all three. Gets out stains when other leading...
But to the boomer generation, Withers was Josephine the Plumber, hawking her favorite bathroom cleaner in the 1960s and 70s. Her daughter reports Jane Withers has died. She was 95 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Bobby Bowden has died, the Hall of Fame coach who built Florida State into a college football dynasty. He was 91. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.